You're listening to SBS News.
The payment of dowry is a cultural practice which occurs in countries across South Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. At marriage, the family of the bride typically pays the groom and his family in cash, gold, gifts, or property. But in some cases, grooms and their families have been known to escalate demands for larger gifts or increased cash payments, and severe trouble ensues if the bride and her family cannot comply. Dr. Manjula O'Connor is from the Australasian Centre for Human Rights and Health. She says this is a problem for some women of migrant backgrounds across Australia. Dr. O'Connor says in the South Asian community, a woman can be kicked out of the country or even killed if she doesn't comply.
The bride from in the South Asian context can be subjected to extortion, to demands, to criticisms for not bringing enough dowry, for making sure that they keep getting, extorting more and more amounts of dowry. And if she doesn't, then there is physical violence, and then and there is the final insult of homicide. And if she's still alive, to withdraw the sponsorship in the Australian context.
One such South Asian bride was Sarul Rana. She moved to Melbourne from India in 2009. She went back to India 2 years later to marry. She says the dowry demands of her husband's family resulted in her being severely physically assaulted.
Because of the dowry demands, the violence was such that I was bashed on the first night of my wedding. It just continued for a couple of days, and it was months that I could not sleep on my back because my skin was torn apart.
And upon her return to Australia, she says she was financially abused by her husband's family back in India and was forced to send the majority of her salary back to them.
90% of my pay, I would just keep the rent and the petrol money and just enough to eat. Otherwise, I was sending everything home. And it wasn't that it was asked in a way that I was made to think that it is my duty as a daughter-in-law to send that money.
She says she lived on bread and cheese for months at a time. Cases like Ms. Rana's formed the basis of the second National Dowry Abuse Summit in Sydney last week. The summit came weeks after the release of a Senate report into dowry abuse. The Senate report recommends 12 changes to federal law. Currently, only Victorian state law categorises dowry abuse as a form of family violence. Dr. O'Connor says the number of women from many backgrounds complaining about dowry abuse in Australia is huge. Dr. O'Connor says federal law should be changed to recognise dowry abuse as a form of financial abuse and domestic violence, bringing about requisite changes across the Australian legal system.
There is no such definition in the Federal Family Law Act of a financial abuse. So one of the things the Senate inquiry is mentioning is that there should be a mention of a financial abuse, and that the dowry abuse ought to be an example within that financial abuse, so that when women complain to the courts understand what it is that they have to do. The police understand that this is a form of domestic violence, and the immigration department has to recognize that this is a legitimate form of domestic violence, and the women ought to be given their due credit in terms of visas.
The federal opposition has committed to change the law if they win government, with the opposition spokeswoman for Preventing Family Violence, Linda Burney, telling the summit the Labor Party agrees with the primary recommendation of the Senate report. Fellow Labor MP Julian Hill is calling on the government to show courage and decency and act on the issue. He says a uniform national approach is needed to fix the problem. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.